بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم قد افلح من زکاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق اللہ العظیم. My most respected brothers and elders and our sisters and mothers listening over the receiver, once again it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has gathered us here so that we may rekindle our iman, we may become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we may realize what our aim and purpose is and how we can connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can purge these hearts of ours from the evil temptations that we have, how we can cleanse our hearts, how we can rid the pride, the jealousy, the enmity that we have, the vengeance, the love for dunya, the love for evil. How we can remove all this from our hearts and how we can then focus only on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us true zakireen. May Allah ta'ala connect us to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We are living in very challenging times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya and this entire dunya is an examination. We are all going through an examination period. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. And Allah wants to see that which one of us is going to excel in good actions. Which one of us is going to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one of us is going to purify his soul. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهُ. Indeed, successful is that person who has purified his soul. And until and unless we don't purify the soul of ours, we don't cleanse the soul of ours, we leave it to accumulate all the filth and all the muck and all the dirt, the grime, then we will find ourselves becoming very distant away from Allah's mercy. We will find ourselves not enjoying our ibadat. We won't enjoy that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be searching for something that's missing in our lives. But the moment we start to cleanse the soul of ours and purify the soul of ours, and obviously it's not a one day affair. This is a lifelong struggle. This is a lifelong mujahada. What is mujahada? Mujahada is an effort. It is a struggle. It is a battle against our nafs. Our nafs entices us, prompts us, invites us, tempts us, seduces us, calls out to us, invites us. So if we succumb to the dictates of our nafs, if we become slaves of our passions and egos, if we listen to every command of our nafs, then we will not be able to become true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then we will not be listening to Allah's commandments, we will not be obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat's commandments. But we will just become slaves of our nafs. And when this happens, then a person, because of not making this mujahada, he will not be able to purify himself. And when his nafs will not be purified, then he will not be given the tawfiq to do good deeds and righteous deeds. And very easily, every and any sin, big or small sin, major, minor sin, any temptation, and you find this person will slip very easily. Because he will not have the spiritual strength to combat his nafs. Why? Because his spiritual soul has become weak. I came across an article of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali, and I think it's very apt that we mentioned this. I will just give you the gist of what I have read here. And Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali was Mujaddidul Millat. Really, if there was a spiritual doctor, it was Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali. He says, Bila Mashaqqat Islah. This is his heading, subheading. He talks about Mujahada. And he says, Bila Mashaqqat Islah. Each one of us, we aspire that we must reform ourselves. We want to make Islah of our nafs. We want the spiritual reformation of our soul.
And that is called islah. When he says islah without mashaqqat, is it possible to make islah of one's soul, of one's nafs, without any pain, without any toiling, without any difficulty, without going, enduring any hardship? He says this is impossible. This is a dream. How often we have found, aap isi intizar mein rahenge, ki bidun mashaqqat ke amal ki islah ho, to ye shahwat nafsaniya dil mein apni jare aise mazboot kar lengi, ki phir waqi uski islah mein sakht mashaqqat ki zarurat hogi. This is what happens when a person fails to make this islah, reformation of his soul, after enduring hardship and struggle. What is the hardship? We have to go against the desires and decrees of our nafs. As I mentioned in the beginning, the nafs will pull us and draw us and attract us to some haram. Now you have to oppose this temptation of the nafs. And opposing the nafs will cause mashaqqat, which means difficulty, pain. There's a struggle that's taking place. You're not just easily giving vent to the dictates of your nafs. You are fighting your nafs. You're opposing your nafs. And if you don't oppose your nafs, then he says, the roots of these evil temptations will become implanted very firmly. You'll become entrenched, embedded in the soul. He gives an example. A person just recently has planted a tree, a plant. It's still new. So you tell somebody to go and pull out and extract and uproot the tree. So very easily, with not much force, he'll be able to pull out and extract the tree which was just recently planted. Why? Because the roots are not firm. They're not embedded. But take a tree which has been there for years. Roots have grown deep down into the soil. They have become firm. They have entrenched themselves right deep. Now you can pull with all your might, you will fail. You will not be able to uproot that tree. What do you require? A mow. You require those heavy machinery to mow that tree, to uproot that tree. In a similar manner, a person who persists in guna, very easily he gives in to the temptation of his nafs. You should listen very carefully to this. Each one of us requires his mujahada. Each one of us requires islah for nafs. Look at all our spiritual problems. And this is the problem that we are faced with, each one of us. Whether you're a learned person, whether you're educated, whether you're an ordinary layman, whether you're a woman, man, big, small, teacher, doctor, whoever you are. Each one of us, whether you're a youngster, each one of us has this nafs. We all are trying to make islah of our nafs. And what is required now from us, that we should oppose our nafs, failing which the roots of our temptations will become very, very deep and entrenched into our soul. Now, to undergo a reformation, after these three roots of temptations and evil and vice have been entrenched and embedded, now to undergo a reformation is going to be much more difficult than if a person has committed some sin and immediately he tries to uproot that evil. Nonetheless, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that bila mashaqqat islah, it's not possible that you make islah of yourself, of your nafs, without undergoing any struggle, any difficulty. He says many times a person goes to a sheikh or somebody, Hazrat, make dua for my islah, well and good. We should ask for duas. Duas, inshallah, of any person, especially a pious person, is accepted. Oh, Hazrat, give me some wazifa, then I can make my islah. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that ta'weez and wazifa and tawajju have a little bit of effect, or they take effect only after a person has made great effort and struggle against his nafs. Here we want to sit laxed. We are lazy to make any effort. We don't want to undergo this toiling, this pain, this struggle. And then we expect miracles to take place. As I say, kisi buzruk ki tawajjuh se hamari islah ho jaye, ya wazifa se, ya ta'awiz se, nafs muhazzab ho jaye. We want to make this nafs of ours tame. We want to have it under control. We want our nafs to be cultured. But what is the thing? Haasil ye ki khud kuch karna na pare. We don't want to make effort on ourselves. Somebody must just read and blow and suddenly we must become a buzruk. This is the fantasy that we have. This is the dream that we have. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Allah says those who make a mujahada, they fight their nafs. They oppose their nafs. They undergo this wrestling match, as we say. As Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, the couple of Hazrat Arif Billah Zakim Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhu, that this is a kushti, Umar Bar ki kushti. Lifelong this is a wrestling match. Kabhi wo dabale, kabhi ham dabale. Sometimes nafs subdues you, sometimes you subdue your nafs. So there isn't a moment of rest. Nobody can say, whilst he is still living in this world, I have become victorious and now I am triumphant and now I have got full control of my nafs. No, no, no. Nafs ki chalaki we must know. We must know the tricks of the nafs. As the Tani Rahmatullah Ali says, they just with a wazifa. Sometimes a masnoon dua you read, Allahumma ati nufusana taqwa. 100% this is the dua taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't misunderstand this. It has a very powerful effect, but first we have to remove the filth that has accumulated in our heart. Once we do that, then we read these duas and you see then nur penetrating into a person's heart. Now when that door comes into a person's heart, now he becomes wary of the tricks of his nafs. He knows, this is my nafs playing with me. Initially he did not understand the tricks of his nafs. But after making a mujahada, he fought this opponent in the wrestling match or in the boxing ring. He knows the movements of this person, the opponent. So a few times he got a few punches here and there. Second and third round, he knows exactly when this person is going to attack and how, what is his method. So he's able to block quickly. And by the fifth and sixth round, he is so wary of his opponent that even before the opponent can strike, he'll give the first strike. In a similar way, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali hasn't mentioned all this. I've mentioned from other kitabs and whatever Allah is putting into my mind. But Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned these important points that Islam without mashakkat, this is not possible. And just by some wazifa or some buzruk tawajju and without having any intention to make any effort. Well, this is actually the trick and ploy of our nafs. He says, what nafs tells you? Nafs tells a pious person sometimes. You know, your whole life you're putting your gaze down. Whole life. You are undergoing such pain, such struggle. Why don't you just do this? Just one time only. Eki martaba. Ji bar karke dekh lo. Just one time. Would you have? Just look and glance at the pretty woman. And fulfill the desire of yourself. Just once at least. After that, back to Toba, back to looking down. At least once, just look at it. Or somebody who's got a problem with anger. He said, just once, just give vent to your anger. And after that, well, then you must control your anger. Now this is the ploy, the trick of shaitan, the trick of nafs. Nafs prompts you to do an evil deed and makes you feel that by committing this evil deed, this masiyat, you will eventually leave out all sins. You see, by doing this masiyat, what is your nafs telling you? By now looking at this woman one more time, After that, you make tawbah, and then you won't have that urge and tendency to look at any other woman. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, the moment a person does this, that now he listens to his nafs, he says, okay, I will look just one more time nicely. He says, this taqaza never gets finished. In fact, now the taqaza increases. He gets more and more and more severe. Now he is unable. Previously he was able to control his gaze. But now he gave in to the dictates of his nafs. He listened to his nafs. He obeyed his nafs. So now it will be difficult for him now to give up the sin. So this is the ploy, the trick of nafs and shaitan. So what is required? Mashaqqat. Mashaqqat means we have to toil, we have to go through this pain, we have to go through the struggle. He says, ilaj. Now what is the ilaj? What is the remedy? There's nafs prompting you. It's enticing you. You're trying to oppose your nafs. He says, just as we have a physical illness, amraz jismaniya. What do we do? Person is sick. So he says he will go to the doctor, he'll go to a tabib, and whatever prescription the doctor gives him, then he will follow that prescription. A diet will be given to him. And especially if a person is diabetic, then he is not allowed to have chocolate, sweets, anything with sugar. Now if this person, after this doctor has warned him and advised him and given him this prescription and given him this diet, he takes some medication, but on the other hand, he is tempted again to have something sweet. So he says, I'll just have one spoon and then a second spoon. And then he begins to feel a physical pain. Allah save us, those who got sugar, will see the body is paining today. Why? Because they had something sweet to eat and they were not allowed to have something sweet. Now the sugar or the something sweet that he had partook of, now it's causing him pain. His body is paining, legs are paining, his back is paining. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi says that for a few moments he enjoyed this bad parhezi, where he went against his diet plan of his. So for that few moments he enjoyed this pudding, this dessert. But he says, hamesha nadamat hoti hai. But the regret will be forever. I see, if only I didn't become angry, then I would not have given talaq. Lifelong he will regret. When he was angry, he became a slave of his desire. What was it? Let's become angry and show your strength, and you can shout and scream and swear and use vulgar language and beat up your wife. And in that anger, he blurted out, talaq, talaq, talaq. After some time, now he realizes what he has done. Hamesha ki nadamat. So this bad parhezi, when we go against this diet plan, then this is the effect of to our physical body. Then imagine what effect we have on our nafs and soul when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us these are the things you should do and these are the things you should abstain and refrain from. So on the one hand, we are performing our salat, we are attending the dhikr majlis, we are making dua, tawbah, istighfar, umrah and hajj. But on the other hand, we are still having that pudding of evil. We are still enjoying all those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon us. Now we have not understood because we don't see this, the impact on our nafs, this physical impact, we don't see it happening. So unlike the body physical pain, we are not seeing the ruh killing that pain, but this ruh is undergoing that stress and pain. And the effect we will see in our amal. Why is it? How many people have written, and especially they used to write to Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali in his Islahi correspondence, the person says, when I'm hafiz of the Quran and I take the Quran, but I just can't read. I don't know what happens, I put it away. I go for salat sometimes and I just can't enjoy my salat. Eventually I just discard my salat. I don't know what's happening. This is what's happening. This is the effect when we have not followed the diet plan that Allah has given us. This is the pain that now we have to endure. May Allah Ta'ala save us. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah. Hazrat Thani Rahman says, yes, a person says, may tawbah karlunga. 100% tawbah has the effect that inshallah Allah will forgive your sins. But in the tawbah there are certain clauses, there are certain conditions. A person must be making the tawbah sincerely, genuinely, not with a tasbih in one hand, looking at that beautiful woman, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That is not tawbah. That tawbah requires another tawbah. Person must be earnest in his du'as. He must be genuine, he must be sincere. He must feel the remorse, the pain, the shame, the regret. He must promise that he will never go back to that sin. So we just use tawbah as an excuse. Oh, Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Tamad Barakatuhu Min Ali Allah Gim, long life, sihati kamila ajala mustaqira daima. What does he say? Tawbah is emergency exit. No person purposely puts his finger in the fire just to use some balm and ointment to put on his hand. That balm is tawbah. Purposely you don't go make a guna just to go make tawbah. You use that balm when you have got burnt. You use the emergency exit when the elevator is not working. Then you will use the emergency exit. Allah has kept that emergency exit for us. Use it. We should keep on making tawbah istighfar because we are continuously making sin, but make it sincerely. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says, Nigrani of the nafs. Now what does it mean of Nigrani of the nafs? A person has to be vigilant. He's got his nafs under surveillance. 24/7. All the time he's keeping a watchful eye on his nafs. He's observing his nafs. He says, all the af'al and harakat, he's putting his nigah, his keen, his watchful eye on it, that his nafs must not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now he's making this mujahada. And he gives a beautiful example. Many of us have come to hear the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll make dhikr, inshallah. But it's important for us to understand this. Again, our nafs will say again, oh, this is a very heavy bayan. It's pounding on our nafs. Rather just have listened to some soothing dhikr and it's all over. The effect of dhikr is when we understand the ploys and tricks of our nafs. So he gives a beautiful example. He says, every person in this world has to be observant, vigilant of his nafs. But there'll be a person who is new and a person who is more experienced when it comes to having trained and controlled the nafs. Now the example is given, in Arabic we say Mubtadi, a beginner, one who has just made up his mind, now I want to change my life. Now I want to shun all evil. I just want to become closer to Allah. I had enough. Now he's a beginner in this path. So his example is like that rider who is using a brand new horse. Now this new horse is untamed, still wild. It needs to go through this process of exercise and coaching. It has to go through this process of being tamed. So the person, the rider rides on this horse. And if he does not have proper check and control, and he doesn't tame down this horse, the horse will throw him off its back. And he will get injured, he will get hurt. I will just read what Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah say. Ek to wo sawar hai, jiske niche aisa ghora hai, jis par abhi sawari shuru ki gayi hai. Usko zyada hoshyari ki bhi zarurat hai. Zyada mashakkat ka bhi samna hai. Kyunki naya ghora bahut shararat karta hai. New horse makes a lot of shararat. Aur kabu se bahar ho jata hai. Person is unable to control his new horse. And then you get other person who has been on this path for some time. He has been making mujahada. He has been undergoing the struggle against his nafs. But he too has to be wary of the nafs. His horse is a tamed horse. His horse has underwent all the exercises and all the training exercises. However, even this horse sometimes can become excited, begins to prance sometimes. So sometimes this horse also, if a person is negligent, then this horse also can throw him off its back. So both the mubtadi and the muntahi, both, one who has started in the path of suluk and the one who is already there for some time, both have to be wary of them, of their nafs, lest they get thrown off the back of this horse. He says that sometimes a person who is a beginner, so he jumps on the horse and he feels that, no, I will be able to ride. I've seen many others riding. And previously had seen some shows where the horses jump. And he had seen so easily they jump over those poles. So he thinks to himself, no, let me, I know about riding. I've read a lot of books on Arab horses and I know about horse and how to ride a horse. Although he has never really experienced horse riding, so he jumps on the back of the horse and he waves at his friends, and now he wants to show how good he is going to ride the horse. Not even two steps the horse takes, and you see this person is flung off the back of the horse. Therefore, what is the lesson again? Islah bidun mashaqqat. You cannot reform your nafs without going through mashaqqat. You cannot tame that horse. That horse is like the nafs. You cannot tame that horse without going through the entire training procedures and exercises. You will have to go through all those coaching and all those classes. And sometimes the horse will throw you off. Then you get back onto the horse and the trainer will tell you, don't worry, this is what you must do. Sometimes you'll be treated for some injury. But again, you go back onto the horse after some time, that now that horse becomes accustomed to the training that it has gone through. And now it begins to behave itself. And he says, the other person who has been for some time also, and his horse is a tame horse, but sometimes this person feels, the person, the salik feels, you know, I made a lot of mujahada in my life. So now I can relax. I don't have to be so weary. I can just relax. You see, this also is a ploy of his nafs. Because the taqaza comes suddenly. Taqaza comes suddenly. The desire, the urge, the tendency comes suddenly. And when you caught unawares, and then when you fall, now the person was somebody who made mujahada. He went through mashaqqat in his good old days, and now he feels that now he can rest, he can be more laxed. Now when he falls, he gets hurt very badly. And many a time we find a salik, one who is now coming closer to Allah, he wants to purify himself. Suluk means the person going on treading this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the road of marifat. That's the word they use, salik. So this person, suddenly when he falls hard, he feels all the effort of his life is wasted. So when he becomes overwhelmed with grief, he's disappointed, full of despair, despondent. Now he says, you know what? I wasted all my time. So now he gives azadi to his nafs. This is the word of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He says he gives azadi to his nafs, freedom to his nafs. He says, I wasted my time. Now let my nafs enjoy and do whatever it wishes. So this is detrimental. Therefore, what is the gist of all what Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned? That whether you beginner in this world, in this road towards Allah, or whether you have made some mashaqqat, some mujahada, This mujahada is Umar Bar. Remember this word. This mujahada is Umar Bar. Lifelong. Whenever a person has made up his mind that, Ya Allah, I want to do some righteous deed. I want to do some good deed. I want to become pious. For example, I want to read my 5 times salat. He has to condition his mind that I am going to undergo some struggle, some pain. And this mujahada is going to be a lifelong mujahada. But the moment he starts making this mujahada, and when he is weary of his nafs all the time, then as I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him tawfiq of doing good deeds, he enjoys his amal saliha. Nur now permeates his heart. Now the filth from his heart, the muck is being removed. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's marifat comes into his heart. Now he begins to enjoy his road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a painful one. It's something that he is enjoying. Like this rider who's going to jump over all those hurdles and obstacles. He looks forward to jump over those obstacles now. He comes with that speed. And as he gains momentum, he goes over the hurdles with ease and he passes. And he's successful. And then you see this rider when he's got complete, or when he's got good control over his nafs. Hazrat Amir Rahman also mentioned something very beautiful. You know, we talk about that completely removing this evil habit and trait. He says that's not possible. Person has desires. You can't remove desires from your heart altogether. It's impossible. If you have no shahwat left in yourself, and then you get married, you'll be sitting like a stone, and you won't even go near your wife. Allah has kept shahwat in there. Yes, but what you have to do? The haram shahwat. Or shahwat which is now going beyond the limits. That we have to get into control. We have to subdue this. And don't become a slave of this shahwat. So this person now who is moving very well and he's going over all the obstacles and hurdles. And he's enjoying his ibadat. Enjoying the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he knows the tricks of his nafs. So he can even do some tricks on the back of the horse. He'll stand. He'll do some acrobats. Some funny tricks on the horse's back and he won't fall. But still he's wary that his horse must not do something foolish. Otherwise I will fall into the ditch. This is a lifelong mujahada. Lifelong mujahada. Allah sees those people who strive in my way. In other words, the various tafsir that are given, one tafsir Allah Ma'alusi Rahmatullah has given, that they make mukhalafat of their nafs. They don't just easily succumb to the evil desires and lusts and passions. They make mukhalafat, mujahada, mujahada, mujahada. Allah says, we open doors of guidance and hidayat for them. That tariq of wusul towards us, the tariq, the road that makes this person reach us. Allah says we make it asan. And not only asan, hum usko mazedar bhi banate. We make it enjoyable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to make tazkiyah of our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to make this mujahada. As I mentioned in the beginning, we all are faced with different types of temptations. And one of the biggest temptations today is this BlackBerry that we have. What do you see? BBM, BlackBerry, Messenger, message. Just now I thought of something, BBM, it's a big, big musibat. I swear by Allah, so many people are really caught up just before Salat. Of course, I don't know. I don't have a slightest idea of who the person is. I don't know where the person is from. And it's not the only person, there are dozens that come all the time. Perhaps some of us are caught into this thing. Allah protect us. Allah keep our izzat. Allah cover and conceal our faults and our weaknesses. Allah help us to make this mujahada. But it's so disturbing that this woman is saying, I'm married to my husband so many. I've got big grown-up children, but all the time he's glued to his BlackBerry. All the time. What is he sending? Messages. And amongst his list of people who he sends messages to are females. So many are Muslim females. If there's a zarurat, somebody has to teach somebody something. Somebody is doing something wrong and you're explaining something. Or is some other important need. Then there's something else. Here the person is sending to a ghair mahram, female, messages. His wife is sitting right next to him. She says, give me just half an hour of your time. He says, no, I got no time for you. He's got time for all the other half a dozen other women in his life. So he has become a slave of his desires. Another person wrote such a disturbing email, and I don't wish to mention this in the masjid. But Shariat has explained to us how to satisfy ourselves, our desires with our wives. But there's a limit also. You don't make your wife stoop to such a level that you force her, you compel her to perform immoral acts, indecent acts. The woman is crying in that email. What do I do? Such immoral behavior of my husband. He forces me. He compels me to do such outrageous, indecent, filthy, obscene acts. I can't take it any longer. I said, your husband has become the slave of his desires. He requires emergent medical attention of his spiritual self. He needs to seek the guidance of some alim, some sheikh. And if he's sincere, Allah will give him the tawfiq of tawbah. None of us are such that we don't commit any sin. We all commit sins. Allah protect us. Allah keep our izzat. Allah don't make us slip. We're moving on this tight rope. One slip and we're gone. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah had mentioned, and I forgot to mention, he says, now we understand. And please, I'm not making any tashkil or anything. I swear by Allah. I'm not alluding to anything. This is something that we have to pass on. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has mentioned very clearly that when a person gives his hand to the hand of a spiritual guide or an alim or a mentor, then he says, this road towards Allah becomes so easy. Then when he is caught up in the valley of sins, then that sheikh very easily brings him out. Very easily brings him out of that valley. Provided the person is sincere, and of course the sheikh must also be sincere. He mustn't have any ulterior motives. So may Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayah. I felt this is important. It is an admonishment to myself and all of us. Because we're all going through this test. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. That person who fears the reckoning, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, he'll have to stand all alone before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That man has to stand before his Allah. That woman has to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There'll be no other person to interpret or assist or aid you. It is you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And he held back, he restrained his nafs from the evil promptings and desires that it had. Then such a person, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Jannat, paradise, is his final abode. May Allah Ta'ala give us the Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making this mujahada and making true zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhidu.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 Allah جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
تو ہی تو آئے نظر
دیکھو جدر اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللہ تعالیٰ میں قسم ذاکرین شاکرین. May Allah give us a tawfiq and hidayah to make dhikrullah every single day of our life. This is what we have. The majlis now was just to teach us how to make dhikr. It is ta'aleem. But we should make dhikr at home, in solitude. That person who makes dhakar Allah khaliyan, who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, fafadat aynahu, and then he began to shed those tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Such a person will be given the shade of Allah ta'ala's shade on the day of Qiyamah. When there will be no other shade but the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah we have mentioned so often, it is the spiritual food of our soul. It is the food for our spiritual soul. We require this food. By making dhikrullah and engaging our tongues, which will be moist all the time, with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah helps us not to become ghafil. And each time we reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nusi thanaan alayka, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimin, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين وجعلنا من المهديين وجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins. Sins we did knowingly, unknowingly.
Ya Allah, in broad daylight, in darkness of the night, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those terrible, filthy, filthy gunas we committed, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. You are Sattar al-Uyub. You are such an Allah. Oh, my Allah, that you love to forgive. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Malik. You are Kareem. You are Tawwab. You are Ghafoor. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, we confess all the wrongs we have done, my Allah. We are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you have got so many other people, my Allah. So many other makhluk you have. Ya Allah, although you don't even need anybody. Ya Allah, you don't require anybody. Ya Allah, besides us, but you still have so many other makhlukat that you have created. Ya Allah, but for us, there is no other Allah besides you, my Allah. There's no turning to any other door besides yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is the day of Friday. It is Thursday night, Ya Allah. Friday has commenced, my Allah. It is a Mubarak day, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with sincerity, my Allah, that you are going to forgive us completely, my Allah. Make us feel lighter, my Allah. Remove this burden of sins from our hearts, Ya Allah. Help us to make this mujahada. Help us to make this mujahada against our nafs, Ya Allah. Don't make us slaves of our nafs and passions and desires, Ya Allah. Nafs o shaitan, dono mein milkar, hai kya mujhko tabah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, they are finishing us up, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are being overpowered and subdued by nafs and shaitan. Oh, my Allah, we are asking you from their rahmat of yours, which Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. We are asking you for your khas rahmat, Ya Allah. Your special mercy, my Allah. Just one, Ya Allah, glimpse of that mercy, Ya Allah. Just a little bit of that mercy, Ya Allah. It'll suffice us in dunya, qabr and akhirat, Ya Allah. We want to become close to you, my Allah. We have made up our minds, Ya Allah, that we want to change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to live those filthy and morbid lives anymore, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of your friends we had seen before us, Ya Allah. Day and night we observed their actions, my Allah. They poured their hearts out to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we took no heed. Now they no longer with us, Ya Allah. Now we lament and now we are full of grief, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to change our conditions, Ya Allah. Before the angel of death comes to us, my Allah. Hamari dilo ko musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment to you, my Allah. Make us your true mahbubin, your muqarrabin, your awliya, kamilin, siddiqin, Ya Allah. Give us the highest stages of wilayat, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, fulfill each of our desires, our jayiz desires, Ya Allah. We have come here with so many problems and worries, Ya Allah. We've got so many aspirations and desires, my Allah. We've got so much to ask from you. You are well aware of all our conditions, my Allah. Each person who has attended here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make him go empty-handed, my Allah. He has come with ikhlas and sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, fulfill each person's du'as tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us our desires, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us our desires, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. There are so many people, my Allah, who are sick and ailing. They've underwent operations. So many are in hospitals, Ya Allah. They are in pain. They've got cancer. They've got different diseases, my Allah. Mind-boggling diseases that we never ever heard of. Grant each one shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Give them sukoon. Give them that rahat. Protect us also from those deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many women, Ya Allah. There are so many men who are pareshan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, either it is a physical pareshani, Ya Allah. A financial difficulty, Ya Allah. Some social problem, Ya Allah. Whatever it may be, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are those who have taken drugs, Ya Allah. They are drinking wine and alcohol, Ya Allah. It causes their parents such pain. Ya Allah, it causes their family members such pain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring them back on sirat and mustaqim. Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, Ya Allah. You are well aware of all those people, my Allah, who have slipped, my Allah. They have become addicts, my Allah. They have become alcoholics, may Allah. So many have lost the iman, may Allah. But may Allah, you are so kind, you are so kind, you are so loving, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are too loving, may Allah. You are too generous, may Allah. You are too kind, may Allah. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have the strength, may Allah. We are unable to bring them back on Sirat al-Mustaqim, ya Allah. We ourselves, ya Allah, we are battling to stay on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Give us istiqamah, keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Don't deviate our hearts, may Allah. All those who have gone astray, may Allah. Grant them hidayat, may Allah. Grant them hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them hidayat quickly, may Allah. That they become the coolness of their parents' eyes, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes, may Allah. All those who have passed away, ya Allah. Already today after Maghrib, two janazas we have heard of, ya Allah. They are so fortunate they have passed you on a Friday, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. It's all the marhumin, ya Allah, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Our friends, our relatives, our parents, our children, whoever, our family members have lost, who have passed on, may Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. Make the qabr iraudatu min riyadil jannah. Protect them from all azab of the qabr, may Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, may Allah. Help the widows and the orphans, may Allah. Help the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم اغفر لأمتي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Oh my Allah, we have got so many things to ask of you, my Allah. Grant us the best of the dunya and the best of the akhirat. Give us shahadat in your path, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Give us baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. That's the only hope we can have, ya Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise we are doomed, my Allah. We've got no good deeds to present before you. But at least if we die with iman and we are buried in Jannatul Baqi, we've got high hopes, ya Allah, that we'll be raised in the day of Qiyamah and we'll be granted the shafaat and intercession of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us go running to him on the day of Qiyamah. Make him be waiting for us with a broad smile. Make him open his hands. Ya Allah, make him, ya Allah, embrace us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we just want to put our heads on his Mubarak shoulders, may Allah. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are yearning and longing to see how beautiful he was. Ya Allah, that Nabi, we love him so much, may Allah. Ya Allah, in Jannah, give us that companionship of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make our homes in Jannah be right next to his, may Allah. Make it be right next to his in the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu majma'in, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from every fitna and fasad, ya Allah. Protect us from the fitna of the living and the dead, may Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children from the, and our progeny from the fitnas of Dajjal, ya Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr and azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Rabbana, hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana, taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Tub 'alaina ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh may Allah, grant us ikhlas, may Allah. Grant us complete sincerity, ya Allah. Give us maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us become true, pious leaders, may Allah. Make us be on sirat al-mustaqim and haqq and hidayat. Make us become a means of billions and billions of people coming on sirat al-mustaqim and hidayat, may Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen. Ya Allah, accept all good works of deen. Da'awrat al-tabliqi, mehnat al-qabool, farma, amur, ta'am, farma. Ya Allah, accept all the gush that is taking place. And the striving in your path. Accept all the istima'at that is taking place. Ya Allah, these brothers go door to door, my Allah. They've got no other motive but Ya Allah, so they can connect the people, Ya Allah, towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the effort, my Allah. Accept the effort of the mashayikh, Ya Allah, in the khanqas and wherever they are making dhikrullah, and they're making effort of tazkiyah, Ya Allah. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Darul Uloom, makatib, madaris, Ya Allah. What great efforts they are doing, Ya Allah. Accept every big and small madrasa in the world, my Allah. Make your deen flourish, my Allah. Mujahideen ki mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, they are going to such difficult conditions, my Allah. Whilst we are sitting and enjoying the ni'mat and comforts of our family and our homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have not seen their masoom children for years, my Allah. So many are languishing in prisons, my Allah. They have committed no sin whatsoever, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, release them, ya Allah. Give them victory, my Allah. Make Islam, ya Allah, spread throughout the four corners of the globe, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the those who have not accepted Islam, Ya Allah. Make them see the truth of Islam. Make them see the light of Islam. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Make them understand that Islam is not a terrorist religion, Ya Allah. It's not preach terrorism, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Islam is not a religion of oppression. Show them the peace, Ya Allah. Show them the peace that Islam is a loving, the Muslims are loving people. We have good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Help us to have good akhlaq, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh my Allah, there's so many people I requested so many du'as, my Allah. There's so many people, Ya Allah, who are proposed, Ya Allah. Make the nikahs take place quickly that they can be safe from zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many young girls and young boys. Ya Allah, they waited so long to get married and find a suitable partner, Ya Allah. You find them suitable partners, my Allah, so that they can live a chaste and pure life, Ya Allah. Those of us who are seeking, Ya Allah, hidayat. Ya Allah, each one of us is seeking hidayat, Ya Allah. Give us the true hidayat in our lives. Give us barakat. Give us halal rozi, Ya Allah. Give us plentiful, Ya Allah, without slogging, Ya Allah. Pour your rozi from the asman upon us. Pour your sustenance from the asman for us, my Allah. Make it be halal. Make us use it correctly and spin it the right avenues, my Allah. Give us your razamandi, your pleasure. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.